This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. By this point in presidential campaigns, we've all usually heard quite a bit about the great state of Ohio, about its politics, its economic past, and its uncertain future. This, however, will be a story of a different stripe, because it's entirely possible that Ohio is on the cutting edge of the next big thing in the American economy. The Buckeye State sits on a piece of geology that holds a whole lot of oil. And love it or hate it, the technology that lets us get at that oil, fracking, has a lot of analysts wondering if America might be the world's next petrostate. So today we start an occasional series on the boom in North American oil and gas production, what it's going to mean for the American economy, our energy security, global politics, and the environment as well. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong gets us going in Carroll County out in eastern Ohio.
In the hills of Appalachia, Ohio, this is the sound of energy boom. They're drinking again at the Atwood Lake Resort. It closed down 2 years ago, but just reopened thanks to $2 million from energy company Sierra Buckeye. It paid for drilling rights under the lodge's 500 acres. You see, there's oil in them hills.
When you live out here, you don't have a lot of options to go out to eat. This is it.
Local retiree Janet Eady has come back for dinner four nights straight. She talks like this rural county of 30,000 people just won the oil lottery. Carroll County has the most active wells in the state.
There's a lot of people talking about it. There's a lot of people involved with it. It's an influx of money that I've never seen in this county before.
Oh, this is fantastic. It'll bring us out of medieval times.
At another bar sits retiree Glenn Gallagher. He says landowners can get tens of thousands of dollars from drilling companies.
The people that like it is the people getting these huge checks for royalties. The people that don't have the ground are more or less jealous of them.
Rents here have quadrupled thanks to the influx of oil workers, or roughnecks, like a 30-something man named Denver one stool over. He's not allowed to give his last name or the pipeline company he works for.
Roughnecks, we got money, we spend money. Roughnecks don't have a pot to pee in. I don't know a roughneck out there that has a bank account. We have toys, motorcycles, four-wheelers, and houses, and trucks. That's what we do.
Welcome to Oil Boomtown, Ohio, where a beer costs $1.50. Where the marching bands play Katy Perry. And where the t-shirts at the fall fair suggest that pie fixes everything. In fact, shale fixes everything. A formation called the Utica Shale sits 2 miles down. It's got a whole lot of natural gas, like Pennsylvania next door, but far more important, it's loaded with more profitable crude oil. Getting it out requires the controversial process called fracking. It all has some suggesting that America is the world's next great fossil fuel producer. Jack Girard is the oil industry's top man in Washington.
Look at Pennsylvania. Look at Ohio. All these are potential major energy producers. The United States could become the new Middle East.
The U.S. Geological Survey estimates that the Utica Shale contains nearly 1 billion barrels of oil. It would take 110,000 wells to get all the energy out. Wells and pump jacks aren't new to Carroll County. They found oil here in the Civil War. It's one reason a man named Rockefeller put refineries in Cleveland. But over the years, energy fortunes, whether it's oil or gas or coal, have swung up and down. Turns out, having a natural resource hasn't always turned out a blessing, warns Ohio State economist Mark Partridge.
One of the things about energy in particular that's always a little scary is the boom-bust cycle, what economists call the natural resources curse, that places with a lot of natural resources often underperform places without natural resources.
He cites economic underperformers like Louisiana and West Virginia. So how could a resource be a curse? Take the roads. It takes 1,000 water tanker trucks to frack one well. The local roads aren't strong enough, so the drillers are repaving them. But what if, over time, they chew them up again? Local activist Paul Fiesel.
Will they repave the road one more time before they leave? The proof will be 10, 20 years from now when the bottom feeders are here, whether or not those roads continue to get taken care of or not.
And when the trucks and the rigs move on, what happens to the workers? Will they be rich from the oil patch?
Would you like me to speak frankly?
Again, oil man Denver from the bar. He's a hiring manager, and he ends up giving a whole lot of jobs to guys from Texas and Oklahoma instead of Ohio.
Most of the people cannot pass a test around here. There's a drug test. So we have to outsource to a lot of people from out of the area.
Local business groups acknowledge the drug problem. but they argue that unemployment here has fallen sharply. And the questions keep coming. Will the farmland produce after it's poked and it's fracked? What about the water wells? Will high rents and labor costs turn away other businesses? Will Carroll County end up with more bars and fewer parks?
You know, we're not really sure how we prevent that.
County Commissioner Jeff Oler wonders if oil and gas become all the economic eggs in the basket here and make this county unattractive to other new businesses.
The only way we can prevent that is looking for opportunities to bring other types of industries in.
Back at the bar, you don't have much use or time for party poopers. Heck, the oil hangover may never come. They'd rather talk about that big energy executive from Oklahoma, who said not long ago that oil and gas are the biggest things to hit Ohio since the plow. In Carroll County, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.